Carissa Melton. The head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection says he's stepping down as his agency is under siege over the discovery of dozens of children in filthy conditions at one of its stations in Texas. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Although he did not give a reason, Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner John Sanders said in a message to employees that he would be resigning on July 5th. Previously CBP's chief operating officer, Sanders was named acting commissioner in April. That's after the agency's previous leader, Kevin McAleenan, became acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. CBP is the agency that apprehends and first detains migrant parents and children crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Shelley Adler, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has made an unannounced trip to Afghanistan. Pompeo met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to discuss ongoing peace talks between the United States and the Taliban.
I've said the word peace more than half a dozen times. It's our priority. But the pursuit of peace should not wait until the Afghan presidential election. Election planning must go forward without delay as we pursue the peace that Afghans deserve.
Pompeo was on his way to New Delhi for meetings with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other officials. The stopover came before the seventh round of peace talks between the United States and Taliban officials aimed at ending the 18-year-old war. They are scheduled to resume on July 29th in the Qatari capital of Doha. And White House senior advisor Jared Kushner has said an economic plan to promote prosperity for Palestinians must be approved by Palestinians. He spoke at Tuesday's opening of an economic workshop in Bahrain meant to jumpstart the peace process between Israel and Palestinians. You're listening to VOA News. After pulling back from a strike on Iran, U.S. President Donald Trump signed a new round of sanctions targeting the country's leadership. Tehran has hinted willingness to negotiate if the United States would lift sanctions. VOA's White House correspondent Patsy Wiedekuriswara has the latest.
Trump ordered the fresh rounds of sanctions on Monday following weekend reports that the U.S. launched cyber attacks on computers used by Iranian intelligence. Tehran called the attacks a violation of international law and dismissed the latest round of sanctions.
Is there any sanction left for America to impose that has not been imposed on us recently or in the last 40 years? And is there anything they've gained from this?
The administration targeted sanctions on Iran's highest authority, Ayatollah Khamenei, blaming him for the regime's hostile conduct. But some observers question the effectiveness of the sanctions, considering it's unlikely that Khamenei would use financial instruments under American jurisdiction. Patsy Wiedekuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Meanwhile, Secretary Pompeo met with allies in the region, including Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, to build a coalition against Tehran. He said the United States will negotiate with Iran with no preconditions. China is hoping talks later this week between President Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping will help build trust. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Experts hope the planned encounter at the G20 summit in Japan will help lower the temperature in the trade war between the world's two largest economies. The meeting in Osaka is the first opportunity for the two leaders to discuss their disputes face-to-face since Donald Trump said he was ready to target the $300 billion in Chinese imports that he hasn't already hit with tariffs, extending them to everything China ships to the U.S. A foreign ministry spokesman says China remains committed to working with the U.S. to develop China-U.S. relations based on coordination and cooperation. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The United Nations Special Human Rights Investigator for Myanmar says the military may be carrying out gross human rights violations in western Myanmar. Yang Yi Lee says this could be happening under the cover of an internet blackout. Lee said on Monday, mobile internet service has been blacked out in 9 townships across Rakhine and neighboring Chin states. And President Donald Trump signed an executive order on Monday that he says will increase the quality, affordability, and fairness in the U.S. healthcare system. He said the order requiring hospitals to disclose prices up front will eventually lead to lower costs. It also means patients must be told at the beginning how much they can expect to pay out of pocket for deductibles and copays. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
It's VOA. with all the latest hits right here on VOA1.